The situation is dire in Zimbabwe. Civil servants have long asked for their incomes to be reviewed, saying their incomes are not enough to live on. Obed Masaraure is the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
Teachers are in a serious crisis. They cannot even afford to pay school fees for their own children. At schools where they are ordinarily teaching, they can't afford to fund for basics, be it health care, food, even shelter itself.
Teachers have long declared that they are overwhelmed and underpaid. Some turn to vending or to offering private lessons paid by parents. But the government has urged them to hold on since talks continue between the government and the Apex Council, which represents the teachers who are considered to be civil servants. The government has offered a 50% increase, but the teachers want their incomes to be paid in a more stable currency, the US dollar. The talks have lasted longer than expected. As a result, some teachers have refused to return to the classroom. Monica Mutsangwa is the Minister of Information.
Currently, it was informed that the number of teachers who are reporting for duty had decreased. It is also further noted that some of those reporting for duty are not teaching the children. Cabinet wishes to reiterate that negotiations for improved conditions of service remain open under the National Joint Negotiating Council and that the no work, no pay policy will be strictly enforced.
Masaraure says teachers are not moved by such threats.
Teachers have equally declared that if they are not going to be paid, they are not going to be working. That is why they have since declared that they are incapacitated because the government have already reneged on its mandate of paying a living wage.
He adds that teachers are not going to suffer, but rather the already battered education system will be affected by this move. Parents are banking hopes on ongoing talks and for the education calendar to continue uninterrupted. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.